Welcome back to Under the Lights. Kyle Rudolph is our guest today, and Kyle is in a good mood. You had a good game this weekend on Sunday, and Notre Dame beat an arch rival Michigan. You're happy, aren't you?
I am. Definitely a good weekend in the sports world.
Pretty good game for you. Two touchdowns. You and Christian hooked up a couple times in the red zone. Talk about what went well for the Vikings offensively against San Francisco.
You know, going into the game against the 49ers, we knew that they weren't going to give up very many big plays. Very good defense, and you know, we knew we'd have to run the ball against them, which not many people had, and we'd have to have a lot of first downs. And I think we had the most yards on them in 2 years and had the most first downs they'd given up in 2 years as well.
On the zero blitz, where Christian lofts a pass up to you in the end zone, what are you thinking as the ball is in the air? Did you see it right out of his hand, or did it take you a while to pick it up?
I did. I saw him throw it, and I knew as soon as he threw it up in the air that he was just putting his faith in me to make a play. You know, it's not a throw where the guy's open and you put it on and you just throw it and make, you know, hopefully the guy goes and gets it. And that's what I knew I had to do.
You guys have been moving the ball pretty well offensively, all three games, really. When the Vikings are moving the ball, this year's team, and you're being productive and efficient, what works well in our offense?
I think with our offense, we have a very balanced attack. You know, a great running game with two good running backs and then a bunch of receivers who can make plays. And it's only going to get better with the addition of Jerome this week. You know, he's back from his time away, and you know, I think it's going to help even bring more explosiveness to our offense.
When you gear up for a game against San Francisco, they're 2-0. They beat Green Bay and Detroit in impressive fashion. We're 1-1. You're gearing up for a big-time opponent as an underdog. Is there a different mentality when that's the case?
I think so. But going into it, you know, we felt as if we were going to win the game. You know, all week we had the focus of if we do what we're supposed to do and continue that through four quarters, at the end we'll like the result. And that's something that Coach Frazier and Coach Musgrave preached to the offense all week. You know, don't worry about what you can't control. Just keep doing what you're supposed to do, and at the end we'll like the result.
Every game is 1/16th of the schedule, but when you beat San Francisco, does that feel a little bit better than a normal win when you beat a team that's good?
I think it's something that you have to enjoy. You know, we put a lot of work into last week getting back onto the right foot and beating the 49ers. But in this league, if you dwell on a big win and you feel too good about it, you're going to drop one the following week because every team in this league is so good. And I think, you know, Coach Frazier preached a lot to us today. It's watch the tape, enjoy it, but we got Detroit next week and we got to be ready to go.
Locker rooms like that, that's fun after a game, though, isn't it? That,
definitely.
Those few hours right after a victory, especially when you're in the locker room.
Definitely.
I mean, Ziggy was happy.
You got to enjoy it. You can't, I mean, wins are hard in this league. I'm not saying that you can't enjoy a big win because you have to. They don't come very often, and you have to enjoy a big win, but you can't dwell on it for too long.
So we flip the page to this upcoming weekend. It's a division game. It's Detroit. It's been a long time since we've won a division game. It's been a long time since we've won a division game on the road, 2009. So this is a big game for us too, right?
Definitely a huge game. I mean, like you said, there are all the things about division games. It's something that we want to make sure we, you know, it's our first one of the season. And, you know, we want to get a leg up on everybody else in the division and, you know, go get a win in Detroit.
Maybe they'll zero blitz us and you can get two more touchdowns.
I hope so.
Will that work?
That would work.
All right, man. Good luck Sunday.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.